This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, Watermarks Printing, and by Game Time Wings and Things. And now here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Teddy Bishop. I'm sitting in for Kip Branch tonight. Kip is out of town. We are on location at Game Time Wings and Things on Highway 341 across from Captain Joe's in Brunswick, where we will be every Sunday night at 6:30 for the rest of the Brunswick High football season. We invite you to join us every Sunday night for a candid conversation with Coach Larry Harrell. So come on out, enjoy some great wings or other delicious cuisine here at Game Time Wings and Things, and hang out with the captain of the pirate ship, Larry Harrell. And, of course, you can always call in for a takeout order at Game Time by calling 275-7246. This segment of the Larry Harrell Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, Watermarks Printing, and by Game Time Wings and Things. Now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Larry Harrell.
How's it going, Mr. Bishop?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Coach. Good to see you.
Good to be here.
Coach, another tough loss for the Pirates Friday night, and we're going to talk about some other aspects of the game. Losing 14-12 to Effingham in a game that Brunswick High was definitely favored to win. Just got to ask you, after a close loss like that and another game tomorrow night, what's the mindset of your team?
Well, I just left my players. They're in great spirits. They came in yesterday and got treatment, and we had a big session of ice baths. It was a pretty physical game, and we watched the film, and they saw, you know, some of the things that we had to correct and clean up, and then they all came right back in today and watched film by themselves of last week's game in Bradwell. So they're in great spirits. They realize what's at stake tomorrow. You know, I told them immediately at the game, we don't have time to feel sorry for ourselves or, you know, throw pity parties. You got to keep moving forward because this one here is big money. We got to have it.
No doubt. Coach, I want to go ahead and get this segment out of the way, I guess, on the officiating. I don't know who it was, but there was an NFL coach a few years ago where there was some questionable officiating, and he was asked by a reporter after the game about the officiating, and he said, "I'm not allowed to comment on lousy officiating." And I got to say, I can comment on it. I know you can't, but I can. And that had to be the worst officiating crew I had ever seen.
Yeah, I'm definitely disappointed. I can't, like you said, I can't go into detail, but we're sitting here right now. I have a blown-up picture of an interception that was done on Friday night, and they called it an interception return, almost 90-something yards, but the kid's foot went out of bounds at about the 40-yard line, and, you know, you and I are sitting here looking at it, and the kid, his foot is, you know, a clear yard out of bounds. So, you know, I never like to blame officials, and, you know, anybody that's followed my career, I've never, you know, talked about it, but that was one of the more disheartening things I've had in my 15-year career. You know, our kids and players work so hard, you know, to perform on Friday night and to have those things done. It's disheartening.
Very much so. And, Coach, I want to ask you about a specific play that maybe you can comment on. When Effingham shanked that punt that went out of bounds at the Brunswick High 48, and they originally spotted the ball there, and then they moved it back to the Pirate 35. And I know you asked for clarification because you came out on the field, which you are allowed to do.
Yes, sir.
What justification did the officials give you for moving the ball back to the Brunswick High 35?
There was no explanation given to me. They said they thought that the side judge didn't really see where the ball went out, and that he felt like the ball went back a little bit further than what it was and was originally spotted. But when you go back and look at the film, the ball clearly was going out at the minus 49-yard line, and it was backed up to the 35-yard line. One of my players said they heard him discussing the play, and the guy said that, you know, he didn't see it, but he felt like the ball went back a little bit further. So Well, I don't know.
But that's his job to say. Okay. You're listening to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harold on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, let's talk about some positives from the game. The defense played well again. What's your assessment of the overall defensive performance against Effingham?
They played outstanding. The one drive that they got was on a halfback pass. Kid did a great job. Thought he was just throwing it up. Kept 2 feet in balance. But then you go, and it's third and goal. We get a stop at the 5-yard line. It's about to be fourth and goal, and a flag comes in for a horse collar, gives a new set of downs. You know, we kind of felt like, you know, the kid to the play side official, you know, signaled that he had grabbed the kid around the shoulder pads and got him down, and the backside judge again came in and, you know, overturned him. And so, you know, the thing that I'm going to say is, you know, at the end of the day, we should never let the officials have a say-so in the game. But at the end of the day, you know, they're paid to do a job, and they should do that job to the best of their ability. And, you know, but other than that, you know, they had less than 100 yards of offense. So, you know, our defense played lights out and kind of, you know, got rid of that bad game they had a week or so ago in the city championship.
And, Coach, got to ask you again about Sherrod Frazier. I've been broadcasting Brunswick High football for 14 years, and he is the best linebacker that I can remember without really, I guess, going back and looking at stats and stuff. But Sherrod Frazier is just a lights-out linebacker.
He is. He's extremely quick, and he's starting to be able to read defenses much better. And the thing is, Mr. Bishop, is that he hasn't even reached his potential how good he's going to be. You know, you still have to remember he's still just a junior, still can add a little bit more weight. But like you said, he's playing lights out right now, and is probably our defense MVP at this part of the season. It's just, you know, he's averaging double-digit sacks, double-digit tackles every game. So we really like the way, you know, not just him, but the whole linebacker core came back and had a bounce-back game this week.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about the offense. What was your assessment of the offensive line Friday night against Effingham?
I thought the offensive line played well. The offense, you know, between the 20s played well. I think we had over 200 yards rushing, had over 100 yards passing. We had over 300 yards of offense to their 100. You know, the thing that was disheartening is that we got inside the 20 several times. We couldn't punch it in for whatever reason. You know, but we had several times where we would get inside and then, you know, different penalties would be called. You know, we went from a game last week where we had no offensive penalties called against us to I think we had maybe 7 or 8 in one game. I don't know.
First quarter.
Yeah, if that means anything. But, you know, it's kind of hard, you know, for our office staff to call plays when it's 1st and 20 or 1st and 25. So, like I said, not making excuses, but, you know, we did get inside the red zone several times. And today, that's what worked. It's just red zone efficiency. You know, we're doing a great job between the 20s, but we got to punch the ball in. Something that bit us early in the season against Camden.
More to come on the Larry Harold Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your new stop for wings, burgers, and fries? Game Time Wings and Things on 341 just across from Captain Joe's is your new home for a great time and great food. Whether it's stopping in for a game of darts, a game of pool, lunch, dinner, or just to enjoy the sports atmosphere, Game Time Wings and Things is your new home for a great time on 341. So stop on in and see Paul and the gang or call in an order 912-275-7246. Game Time Wings and Things.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harold on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Teddy Bishop, sitting in for Kip Branch tonight. We're on location at Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on Highway 341. This segment is brought to you by Game Time Wings and Things, I-95 Toyota, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Coach, again, talking about some offensive players, Brandon McMaster in particular, it seems to me, and maybe I'm wrong, but it seems to me that he's still bothered by that ankle that he injured in the first game of the season. With three more games on the regular season slate, what is his health status?
He was at 100%, I think, when we played the city championship. He got aggravated again. He's still, you know, like you said, not 100%, but, you know, he's, I would say, 95, 96%. You know, it's just one of those things that's going to be with him. You know, but like I said, he's the best running back we have right now, so we have to go with him.
Absolutely. It just seemed like he was maybe having some trouble making cuts. Let's talk a little bit more about the overall offense. We've talked about the O-line. We've talked about Brandon McMaster. Let's talk a little bit about Jamarius Stevens.
Thought he played a pretty good game, except the interception, where he kind of read the coverage wrong, said he didn't see the safety. We had a receiver that was running wide open beside him. But less than that, thought he played well, was going in the end zone, I think, and, you know, trying to make a play, and the ball hit his knee and fumbled right there in the red zone. But other than that, I think, like I said, you know, it's only his seventh varsity game. He's growing in strides. We just got to continue to, you know, do things to help him continue to grow with his confidence and different things like that. But, I mean, I think he's been doing a great job. And as you see, we've been running him a lot more, showcasing that athleticism that he has in the running game.
And, of course, anytime you talk about the offense, you got to talk about Sean Smith.
Yes.
What's your assessment of the way Sean played Friday night against Effingham?
Thought he played well. Thought that he tried to do some things to take him away. And you know, we just met as a staff and just felt like we got to find more ways. You know, we put him at quarterback a little bit to let him run the ball. We put him at running back a little bit. But we have to continue to find ways to get him the ball, you know, out in space as well. They try to take away that that quick screen we like to do. You know, but we just have to find other ways to get him the ball because he's just so explosive.
Coach, when you've set up that little diamond formation, that's been very successful at times, but then sometimes a missed block or something, and then it kind of breaks down. I know that's got to be, I would think, part of your ongoing game plan, but maybe work on the blocking assignment.
Yeah, well, we work on it every day. Those guys are supposed to be blocking at the point of attack, but, you know, for whatever reason, there was leakage and, you know, those are things, like you said, we have to shore up in practice, make sure that, you know, because they're not there. We have numbers out there if they would stay in front of their guys and they're being coached every day to do it. So it has to be done.
You're listening to the Larry Harrell Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, I also want to just mention DJ Whitfield. Seems like he has really come on the last two or three games, and I'm assuming you're going to try to find a way to get him more involved in the offense. I thought he's really played well the last two, three, four ball games.
Yeah, his confidence is growing. He's working hard in practice. I think he started off with a 40 or 45-yard pass to start the game off with. You know, and he's another one, again, that we have to find, continue to find ways to get him the ball and involved, especially out there in space, you know, because he's dangerous in the one-on-one matchups. The thing that Effingham's game plan was to play those guys back because they were scared of our team speed, so they didn't want to give up the deep player, the big player, or whatever like that. So we try to find different ways, you know, in the intermediate, the short game, to get those guys the ball. And that's what we got to do, you know, going forward.
Coach, got to ask you about extra points and field goals. It seems to me it may be still an issue with Brunswick High. And this late in the season, what do you think the solution is to try to solve that?
The kid, Patrick, was, you know, absolutely tore up about, you know, missing it. I mean, he was hitting it, you know, in pre-practice. He's doing good, you know, during the week and things like that. You know, he was 3-for-3 last week or the week before last
right.
in the city championship. So, I mean, it's just, you know, he still, you know, just joined the team a couple of weeks ago. There's some things that we just got to keep working on. Coach Vaughn, our kicking coaches, continue to work with him every day. And we just got to continue to, you know, have faith in him and try to get him consistent and relaxed, you know, to make those points or whatever like that. Because he's a good kicker. Like I said, his distance is getting longer. We even had enough confidence to try to field goal, which was just a little bit to the left. So, you know, I'm happy he came out and part of the team. Like you said, we have to find a solution to so that we're rears up ahead again.
And coach, I thought Avery York did a good job on kicking off. He kicked the ball, I think, deeper than anyone else maybe that has kicked off for us this season. And quite honestly, I'm not familiar with him. Comment on Avery York, a freshman, I believe.
Avery York is a freshman. He just came out, I think, in August later on. We were looking for kickers and been doing a great job. And we're working him on the extra point and field goal team as well. He just wants to focus more on the kickoffs because he said, coach, I'm kind of nervous, you know, in a varsity game. So, but he's doing a great job. He kicks for the JV team, you know, been doing a great job with extra points there. And, you know, but like I said, we put him out there because we felt like we could get a deeper kick because our coverage team was doing such a good job. And you're right, he was putting it about to the 10, 15-yard line every time.
We will be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harold on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
This crazy South Georgia weather is like a box of chocolates. But no matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. In fact, Air Adjusters has combined experience of over 100 years. High quality work, trained professionals. Give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com.
The best print shop in Glenn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harold on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Again, I'm Teddy Bishop, sitting in for Kip Branch tonight. We are on location at Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's. This segment is brought to you by Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, and by Watermarks Printing. Coach, I just want to finish up one more thought on Avery Yoke. You mentioned he's a freshman. Obviously, I would think he fits into your long-range plans for the next two, three seasons.
Yeah, he does. He has that strong arm. Like I said, Coach Jason Vaughn, our kicking coach, is doing a great job with him. His you know, kickoffs are getting much better. His extra points and field goals are getting much better. And he's a great kid. He listens. He does exactly what Coach tells him to do. Like you said, he's going to be special coming down the road. And we look forward to him kicking again tomorrow night.
Coach, also, when we were talking about the defense, I wanted to mention Seth Neugebauer, and it just kind of got away from me there for a moment. Throughout the season, when we've had these coaches' shows every week, you've talked about how highly he grades out every week.
Yeah.
What about Seth's performance this past Friday?
Same thing. Graded out high again. You know, all of the linebackers did. Cam Futch, excuse me, is him and Sean Ward are two plug linebackers, had great run fits, all of them graded high. They could not find anything in the second half of any success or worth. Our secondary did a great job. You saw us put Sean Smith in the secondary, got an interception. And those are ways that we got to get involved too. Special team, defense, and all. At this point in the game, Mr. Bishop, you know, he's our best player. We're going to play in both ways. I was real pleased with Quan Chapman coming up with the interception that he had. So our defense just played lights out. Jalen Jackson and Denajah Gamble did a great job filling their alleys. They were trying to run toss, and they came down and made some great plays. And, you know, Evaham, you know, give them credit. You know, they won two big ball games where they beat Burke and Liberty, and, you know, they were ready to play. And, you know, hats off to them, but like I say, we know we're the better team. We let one slip through, and we know what's ahead tomorrow, and that we got to have this one.
Coach, speaking of tomorrow, you'll have three games in 8 days, all of them region games. The first one, of course, was this past Friday night. Then you have a game tomorrow night, Monday night, and then another game on Friday. Then, of course, the regular season finale against Osborne and Marietta, which is a non-region game. But let's talk about the region games. Tomorrow night, the Pirates will travel to Hinesville to take on Bradwell Institute. How do you get a team ready in 2 days to play another football game, especially when those 2 days are on the weekend?
Like I said, the kid made a tremendous sacrifice by coming in Saturday, watching film and getting treated. You know, thank God we're pretty healthy. Nobody, you know, other than some soreness, is ready to play. I'm just, you know, just concerned, like you say, we only had 2 days off, and that way they go play another physical game. But this time of year, it's all about mental preparation. You know, the kids know, you know, what to expect, you know, what special team, offense, and defense. We just kind of tweak it a little bit according to whatever team we play. Brad was going to play a 3-3, you know, stack, aggressive style defense. They're going to blitz and come after and play cover zero. They should give our receivers a chance to make some big plays in a passing game. And on defense, they're going to run, you know, the Georgia Tech, you know, triple option. And so we played Wing T teams here playing Camden earlier, which our defense did well against. So we have that game plan in place. And it's all about the kids knowing what to do, which is going out executing the game plan and getting this victory, which we plan on doing tomorrow night.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Larry Harold on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And, Coach, you really just kind of answered my next question, talking about Bradwell and the offense and defense. I know you've kind of given me their offensive and defensive game plans. What are their strengths and weaknesses as far as individual players or certain formations that you've seen on film?
On defense, they have some guys that are extremely long. I've said this before when we were about to play them a couple of weeks ago. Their track team is really successful. A lot of those guys play football. They're extremely long, fast, and aggressive. Coach Greg Hill done a great job, you know, to this point of improving that program. They have a cornerback that's number 14 that does a great job in press man coverage. and their D linemen and our linebackers do a great job of stunting and get to the football. On the offensive side of the ball, they have a really good quarterback. He's only a sophomore. Runs that triple option very well, that big old fullback. They like to ram up in there. And they have a running back that they like to run sweeps and power off tackle with. So we'll have our hands full, but I think we match up well with them up front. I think our D-line gets off the ball pretty quick, which gives them some trouble because their linemen are so big. And our linebackers do a good job of reading, pulling guards and down blocks and stuff like that. So it's just a matter of us getting to our gaps, getting to our assignments, and making sound tackles tomorrow night.
And Coach, my guess, you're talking about their triple option and perhaps trying to get to the edge. My guess is that our linebackers are probably as quick as their running backs or quarterback.
Oh, without a doubt, they are. They are. I think Evan Ham found that out the other night. You know, they totally abandoned their perimeter game. So our biggest thing is our kids are tackling them well, just, you know, come with the same effort, same attitude that we had Friday, and we just got to execute in the red zone on offense, and I think we'll be fine.
Coach, any injuries going into tomorrow night that you're overly concerned about? I know we've kind of touched on that and some soreness and little bruises and stuff that come after any game, but anything major that you're really worried about?
No, nothing serious. Like you said, biggest thing was Brandon ankle, just getting treatment on that and making sure, you know, that's taken care of. But less than that, you know, the guys, other than some, you know, traditional soreness after a physical football game, everybody's pretty healthy, ready to go, and then mentally, you know, I just like where we were today. You know, we had a 2-hour, you know, kind of walk through practice. The guys were focused. They were locked in. And we didn't. They weren't supposed to meet till 4. They came in upon themselves as a team at 1 o'clock to start watching film, and the whole team was there. So it just shows the mindset of our kids and our players. Everybody, you know, myself included, the player, is upset and disappointed about what happened Friday. But Friday's gone. We got a task tomorrow that we have to tackle, and we're going to get it done.
Okay, and Coach, I know we've only got just a few seconds left. Wrap up the region play Friday night against Richmond Hill, and then that one road game in Marietta against Osborne. Any final comments? And we got about 20, 30 seconds.
No, just was pleased with the crowd that showed up at Evan-Ham. Try to get people out. Remember, the game time is tomorrow at 6 p.m., and then, you know, Friday is our senior night, last game at home for the regular season. So just continue to support the boys, you know, and like I said, we're going to get this done and go Pirates.
We want to thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harold on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We invite you to come out every Sunday night at 6:30 to Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on Highway 341 and join us for the Larry Harold Coaches Show. Again, I'm Teddy Bishop sitting in for Kip Branch tonight, and we thank you for joining us. Thank you, Coach.
Go Pirates.